present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack Dee.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and we are coming to you from the BBC Radio Theatre here in the glittering heart of London's bogus university district. Today we find ourselves in an empty theatre, nothing to do with COVID regulations, just an unfortunate administrative error. The box office inadvertently put an evening with Martin Bashir on the ticket applications. This series will be visiting each nation and region of the UK through the magic of the internet. And as Scotland is busy trying to discover if it's technically possible to deep fry quinoa, tonight our virtual audience all come from the north of England. For administrative purposes, we have defined the north as being the area of the UK where chocolate fountains end and gravy fountains begin. The city of Manchester is considered to be the capital of the north, although in the interest of fairness, we'd like to point out that other potential northern capital cities are available, except for listeners in Middlesbrough. Manchester's famous Curry Mile isn't actually a mile, it's just over half a mile. Although from personal experience I can say when you're struggling back to your hotel after a large vindaloo, it can certainly feel like a mile. Not for nothing that it's called Rush Home. In 1948, Leeds entertainer Harry Corbett came up with the popular children's puppets Sooty and Sweep. After 73 years in show business, the puppets have retired. Sooty went on to become the top display in the National Museum of Childhood, while Sweep went on to the top of a Freewood in a golf bag. Sheffield is the country's largest manufacturer of cutlery and is the only place... It's a shame you don't know how to use it, isn't it? The country's largest manufacturer of cutlery and is the only place in the north of England to have acquired the nickname Steel City, apart from Liverpool. Such is Liverpool's cultural makeup today that over 51% of people speak a language other than English. It's called Scouse. Newcastle's Central Station was the first covered train station in the world. When opened by Queen Victoria in 1850, Her Majesty famously proclaimed, "Look, you've got a roof, you can stop wearing coats now." The first ever Greg's Bakery opened in Gosforth in 1951. Every year, dozens of Greg's aficionados make a pilgrimage to this branch. It would be more, but the bakery is slightly uphill. The George Hotel in Hull, which dates back to 1683, claims to have one of the smallest windows in the world. The world's actual smallest window dates back to March 2020 and can be found in Boris Johnson's diary under the title Deal with COVID. Residents of Sunderland are known as Mackems because of the city's association with shipbuilding. Coincidentally, managers of beleaguered Sunderland AFC are known by fans as Sackhams. And this season, matters came to a head for Sunderland AFC after a third successive defeat at Blackpool when someone threw a coin at the club's owner. Happily, it wasn't crowd trouble, just a takeover bid. And talking of week-in, week-out displays of utter mediocrity, let's meet the teams. On my right, Fred McCauley and Rachel Paris. And on my left, Lee Mack and Andy Hamilton. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-delightful Samantha. A We start this week with a round inspired by musicals. In this round, I'll ask the teams to suggest musicals that have been ruined by the simple change of a single letter. Fred, you can start.
The Book of Moron.
Rachel.
Gary Poppins.
Andy.
Piddler on the Roof.
Is that the one with the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head?
Lee?
Rats.
Red Knobs and Broomsticks.
Beauty and the Yeast.
Annie, get your canoe.
Bats.
Jesus Christ Superstore.
Hats.
Aspects of Gove.
Sean Connery's favourite, a little shite music.
I've got a bit more highbrow, got an opera, Tosser.
Chitty Chitty Gang Bang.
Seven brides for seven brothels.
OK, well, it's now the time when I ask our teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Yay! At the piano, Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us it was Johnny Cash that helped him buy his first piano. He says back in the 1970s, those condom machines were a license to print money. We'll start with you, Fred McCauley, and I'd like you to sing the words of Psycho Killer by Talking Heads to the tune of Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I am tense and nervous, and I can't relax. I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 fa.
You now, Lee, and I'd like you to sing the words of Roberta Flack's The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face to the tune of the William Tell Overture.
First time ever I saw...
Sorry, I'm new on this show, is that how you do it? I thought he was just there to distract me.
Have another go at it, Lee, have another go.
Right, here we go, here we go.
First time I ever saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the endless sky. My love to the dark and the endless sky. The first time I ever kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, the trembling heart of a captive bird. That was there at my command, my love. That was there at my command, my love. And the first time I ever lay with you, felt your heart so close to mine.
Oh, yeah. There we are. That was Lee Mack, his first ever singing on, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue, and the audience is in the north of England, obviously having a downpour of rain while that was going on. Andy Hamilton now, I'd like you to sing the words of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood to the tune of Vera Lynn's wartime classic, We'll Meet Again.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to suck it, chew it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. But shoot it in the right direction, making it your intention. Live those dreams, skin those schemes, got to hit me with those laser beams. Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come.
Finally, Rachel Paris, I'd like you to sing the words of My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of Jennifer Rush's The Power of Love.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away your dust. Some people make a fortune, and others earn a mint. But my old man, he don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman. Job to pull them up that he calls on Daisy Roots.
Oh, thank you very much. That was Rachel Paris there, and before that, Three Useless Idiots. Well, the next round, word for word, is all about words and their meanings. Take the word northerner, for example, which is regarded as a pejorative term by some in the south of England based on a simple prejudice about the way those in the north are perceived to speak. This is clearly nonsense. It's the way they dress. In this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of random words. The job of the opposing team is to challenge if they detect a connection between any of the words. Okay, so I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Fred and Rachel. Lee and Andy, your job is to challenge if you spot a connection, and if I uphold the challenge, I'll ask you to take over, and so on. And as we're up north, the game ends when you hear this familiar sound. Just a reminder, if you are listening up north, that is not really the factory whistle, it's just your wireless set, so no need to get Father's tea on. Okay. Off you go, Fred and Rachel.
Whip it.
Crank.
Purify.
Dense.
Reputation?
Andy came in with a challenge there.
Yeah, because Fred has a reputation for denseness, doesn't he? So, I think, is that not right, Lee?
Not only that, it didn't help your cause that you said it with a question mark at the end.
Yeah, and a long...
You're like you weren't sure it was even a word.
Yeah. I'll have to allow that challenge. I think you're right. I think, Andy and Lee, it's over to you.
Aubergine.
Big.
Byzantine.
Fred came in with a challenge there.
Yeah, I've got a reputation for being dense.
And that is your challenge?
Yeah, pretty good one, I would have thought.
That is correct.
No one's disputing it, so it is back to Fred and Rachel.
Flimsy.
Scenic.
Malice.
Distillery.
Andy.
I think there is a distillery in Ireland in a town called Malice, I think. I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I've seen that.
I don't think it's a distillery. I think it makes jam. Yeah, that was one of those ones that was cleverer than it was funny, but I'll have it. It's Radio 4.
It was a quip, but it doesn't win you the challenge. I'm afraid it doesn't work. There's no place called Malice.
You checked that?
Yes. Well, I don't need to because I know.
You know every place in Ireland, Jack.
I do, actually, yeah.
This is what you're saying.
I do. Yeah, I do. So it's back to Fred and Rachel.
Absurd.
Strip light.
Small.
Wheeze.
Andy has come in with a challenge on...
Yeah, I did a couple of small wheeze just before I came on. So there is a connection there. I think it's a nervous thing. Or if someone stands next to me at the urinal, I can't, you know, so...
Fred?
I've done two since we started recording.
All right, we'll get the chair disinfected, but fair enough. So it's over to Lee and Andy. Just when it was getting fun, the round has come to an end. This next round celebrates clichés and idioms, which are, of course, phrases that betray a lack of original thought. My grandmother, a nurse, was a great one for a cliché. One of her favourites was, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. A very caring woman, but she didn't last long on the diabetic ward. In this round, I'd like the teams to suggest some common English clichés and their meanings. You can start this one, Lee.
She told me to button it. All I said was, have a look at this.
Andy.
He spoke very highly of you. Joe Pasquale mentioned your name.
Rachel.
I was forced to go cap in hand. I don't understand how contraception works.
Fred.
He can do it in his sleep. His pharmacist has combined night nurse and Viagra.
He's a dyed-in-the-wool Yorkshireman. He's got miserable bastard sprayed onto his cardigan.
Butter won't melt in his mouth. He's dead.
For him, charity always comes first. Charity's husband is a real gent.
He lives within spitting distance. My house is next door to Piers Morgan's.
She was drop-dead gorgeous. I'm a necrophiliac.
I think I'll take 40 winks. Is this the sperm bank for dyslexics?
It's not rocket science. We actually call it salad geometry.
I asked for a show of hands. I wanted to watch Sooty and Sweep.
I watched her beaver away up a ladder. Sharon Stone's been decorating my house.
She could count them on the fingers of one hand. The woman from Norfolk had 6 children.
Well, the next round is a musical one. And musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us he's been on the road with Rag and Bone Man. He had a very good day yesterday. They got an old bath and a hot water tank. And that cardigan. You didn't win those medals, did you, Colin? Okay. In this game, panelists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. OK, you can go first. Andy and Lee, can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
Goodbye. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Oh, hang on, I'm in the wrong house. I also felt that my necrophiliac punchline earlier could have gone in there as well.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
Me wig's full of maggots.
But it's the Weatherspoons now. Unforgettable.
I definitely had something for this.
First time ever I saw your face.
Ah! Right, your turn now, Fred and Rachel. Can we have your first line medley now, please?
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Yeah, how long does this lateral flow test take?
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough.
You always moan like this when we go to the Lake District.
I love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow.
So the restraining order's cancelled then, is it?
Come bring me your softness.
Luke, please don't call it that.
War! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War! Huh! Yeah!
This is Kate Ady, BBC News.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. There is just time to fit in a quick round of Northern Film Club. Samantha tells us she's been helping a gentleman friend who drives the steam train at the Railway Museum in York. She said the initial half hour spent coupling and uncoupling in the carriage yard was hot and sticky in their boiler suits, but after three pulls on his whistle, they were off. In this round, teams, I'd like you to suggest films likely to prove popular with listeners in the north of England. You can start this one, please, Andy.
Reservoir Clogs.
Rachel.
Rain, man.
Fred.
Down pit and pendulum.
Lee.
Mary popping out for a bit.
I, Claudius.
I don't know the born identity.
The story of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Te-ora, te-ora, te-ora.
Oh, chuckle brother, where art thou?
50 Shades of Gravy.
Little Scouse on the Prairie.
12 Angry Bastards.
Misery. You call that misery?
Bootlejuice.
A right mare on Elm Street.
Anything starring Brad from Pitt.
Murder on Transpennine Express.
Hats. Wrong round, sorry.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Hepplethwaite.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the turquoise tank top of time is graciously gifted to the grandson of ingratitude before being snapped up from the Sue Ryder shelf of serendipity by the hipster of humanity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our virtual audience from the north of England, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
And the Hamilton, Rachel Paris, Fred McCauley and Lee Mack, who have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.